Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be righteous around here. It's a new brew world order. Yeah, stretch out the commandments over there so the world can see. Shout you about the rule for 1,000 years here on earth. And the Hebrew Israelites about to rule with it.
Y'all willing,
this will be the last day I'm on this old sound system. And like I say, God willing, I'll be on a new and much improved sound system. So I don't know how you hear me coming across now, but you should hear me much better as the weeks to come. Hallelujah. Y'all willing. So, Elder, we got some things to talk about. But before I do that, I'm not going to jump the gun. We're going to stick to the title of the show, of the program, rather. Babylon is fallen. Babylon is fallen. Hallelujah. And we have foundation scripture reading for that, and we're going to go right into it. Babylon is fallen. And hallelujah, we have that right here. That's going to be found, our brothers and sisters, right in the book of Revelation. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know you know where that's all at. That's going to be Revelation 18. And I'm going to be reading out the KJV version. Hallelujah. We're going to start at verse 1. I'm just going to take it through verse 6. Hallelujah. Babylon is fallen. Let's go ahead and read these foundational scriptures. And after these things, I saw another Malach, come down from heaven. Let me start over. After these things, I saw another Malach come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his esteem. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, you all know what Babylon is, this wicked system, this wicked Yahless. I know some of my Christian brothers and sisters would say godless system, but we're going way deeper than that. Yahless system, system that have pretty much pushed the Most High out of it. That's why it's so dark and wicked and evil. And that's why we're in the time that we're in today. So Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become, so what's left of this system when it's fallen? Here's what's left of it. And has become the habitation of devils. There's nothing left here but devils. That's what's running the show. It's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. All right? For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, of her nastiness, of her immorality, okay? And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, all the leaders. They bought in to this wicked system. So they're all going to pay. They all enjoy the delicacies, the sinful delights. So they're all going to pay. It says all the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come on, now this is where it hits, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where they're talking to us. Verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Listen to the voice. You know what Yahushua said throughout the book of Revelation? He says, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Ruach is saying to the set apart assemblies. Okay, he says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. We're going to see how far her sins are humongous. They've reached up to heaven. We're going to see that. So he says, that you don't be partakers. What does sin got to do with it? Well, Shaul said the wages of sin is what? Death. Okay, So if you don't want spiritual death, eternal separation from the Most High, is telling us to come out from her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not, here come one of our key words for tonight, of her plagues, okay? That you receive not of her plague. We're going to get into that a little bit. It says, for her sins have reached unto heaven. Look how wide and how tall. Look how big her sins are. And Yahuwah hath remembered her iniquities. Okay? It says, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. It's not going to be a life-for-life thing. He's going to multiply it. He's going to double it, double the wrath in the cup which she hath filled. Fill to her double. Okay. Wow. That was a mouthful. Let's go back. That was Revelation 18, verses 1 through 6. I'm going to back up to verse 4 again. Here we go. Where it's talking about us, his people, his people. Now, listen, Israel, right? The natural born Israel, us, and we're talking about the stranger, the ones who love the Most High and love his people and who keep the laws and commandments of the Most High. Listen to this. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. I just want to clarify sin. 1 John 4 and 3. Come on, Elder. What does it say? It says, sin is the transgression of the law. I'm going to say it again. I want my brothers and sisters, I don't care what you're in, whether you're in Islam, whether you're in Christianity, I don't care what you label yourself. It says sin is the transgression of the law. So he says, do not be partakers of her sins. Do not be partakers with those who transgress the law. That's their way of life. That's their practice. They transgress the law. And you know what would scare me? If I'm sitting somewhere and I'm hearing somebody say, the law is done away with, that would make me get up and run out of that place. I don't care if it's a church, a mosque, a Hebrew Israelite assembly. That would be a shame, but I don't know, you know. If you're in a religion and you're hearing somebody tell you that the law is done away with, and it's contradicting this word, Yahuwah's word, and this is what Yahusha gave to Yochanan. John, they call him, you know, they call him the Apostle John. We call him Yochanan. This vision was given to him right from Yahusha, and he's telling them, write this down, for my people to come out of her, that they be not partakers with the transgressors of the law. You remember he said it. He said throughout the four Gospels, he says, I did not come to do away with the law. As a matter of fact, heaven and earth will pass away. Not one jot and tittle from this law will pass away until all be fulfilled. So it's coming to a culmination now. So don't listen to the devil. I don't care if the devil is in a pulpit. I don't care if the devil is standing behind some podium. I don't care if the devil is in your closet. Do not listen to the devil. Do not be partakers of those. Do not be associates of those. Do not walk. Do not walk with those. Because the Bible said two cannot walk together unless they be in agreement, unless they be on accord. Do not walk with those who are transgressors of the law. It's hard enough in the flesh to walk the straight and narrow. If you got associates and so-called, relationships of people who have no qualms about walking in sin, walking in their iniquities, and convincing themselves that this is all done away with, that the righteousness of the Most High is done away with, even smack dab the opposite with our Messiah said himself. He said, don't even think that I come to do away with the law. Hallelujah. You say, are you talking about the law, 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 law? No, we're talking about his spirit also. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they're what? They're spirit and they are light. He tells us to walk in the Spirit, and you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So hallelujah. That's why I love the Apostle James. I mean, I love the Apostle Paul. I love all the apostles. But, I mean, the Apostle John, because a lot of people say, well, that's Old Testament. That's Old Testament, all that, you know, living by the code, living by the commandments. Well, as far as I know, the Apostle John walked with the Messiah. He walked and talked with him. They said he leaned, that was the one who leaned his head on his bosom. So that would put him in the, what you Bible scholars call the New Testament, right? Well, John said the transgression of the sin is the transgression of the law. He said that in 4 and 3. Mm-hmm. Then he said in verse 8, that's 1 John 4, 3. Then he said in verse 8, those that transgress the law is of the devil. He said he that sinneth is of the devil. What is sin? What is sin? Transgressing the law. So those who transgress the law are of the devil. Hallelujah. So come on, we don't want to be partakers of her sins. Hallelujah. That, and you do not want to receive of what? Her plagues. Hallelujah. Plagues. Elder, I'm going to tell the people what are plagues if you don't mind. Because we're going through something right now. You know, if you turn on CNN and all the demonic mainstream news networks, that's all they're talking about today. So we're going to read what a plague is. I'm not going to read it out of the Bible dictionary. I'm going to read it out of a regular secular online dictionary. Plague, a contagious bacterial disease characterized by, listen, some of the same symptoms that they say this pandemic is about. Look at some of the symptoms. Characterized by fever, and it says, and delirium, you know, feel like you're about to lose it all. It says, typically with the formation bubo, that's of having something to do with the bubonic plague. And listen, listen closely. Now, this is one of the big symptoms that they say this so-called pandemic that we're going through. Listen to this symptom. And sometimes infection of the lungs. Did you hear that? That's plague. And what do they say a lot of people are dying from? These spike proteins and how it attaches to the lungs and restricts the breathing. And, I mean, man, a lot of people, that's why do you think they're putting people on respirators? It's a respiratory virus. It affects the respiratory system. And that affects other parts. Some people actually get it in the stomach, the abdomen area. But the main thing you hear is the respiratory effect it has on your respiratory system. A lot of people, that's why they're getting under ventilators. And then a lot of those doctors, when they're putting people on the ventilators, they say that's almost a sign of death. I heard one nurse says when they go to that point, that they get on the ventilator, their chances are not good at all. First of all, a lot of people's lungs can't even withstand the pressure of the ventilator. The ventilators are too strong. A lot of people's lungs are not that strong. So the ventilator, when you get to that point, you better have some prayer warriors on your team. Well, hopefully, the people of Yahuwah, you're not going to even get to that point to start there, because we're going to read you some promises. See, the Bible said, let every man be a liar, but let Yahuwah's word be true. But we ain't worried about the ventilators for the people of Yahuwah. It talks about something else, too. It talks about pestilences. Let's talk about pestilence. These two definitions. Pestilence, a fatal epidemic disease. They say this is an epidemic. Well, they say this is a pandemic. But this pestilence, a fatal epidemic, you could put / pandemic disease, especially bubonic plague. See, it has something to do with that bubos, again, what they call relating to the bubonic plague. Listen, I just want to read this because they put it in a sentence. neither prayers nor demonstrations halted the advance of the pestilence. So we talk about pestilence and plague. That's why it says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Because if you be partakers of her sins, look what it says, and that ye receive not of her plague. Her plague and pestilence. I'm going to read Psalm 91, and we're going to talk about, Elder, this little monologue I wanted to get to the people out front. This is a foundational piece. Okay, Psalm 91 is the believer's insurance policy. See, so some of you got Blue Cross Blue Shield, some of you got Kaiser, some of you got some other plans out there, Most High plan. Some of you got Medicare, Medicaid. But you got to be on the Most High plan. It's the only one that's guaranteed. See, the Bible says his word is not going to return void. It's going to accomplish that he put it out there to do. You know, those insurance policies, yes, they could pay the doctors, but that doesn't mean that doctors are going to be your deliverance. You know, but this year, we could hang our hat on every word of the Most High. Let every man be a liar, but let Yah's words be true. He that dwelleth in the secret place, reading from Psalm 91, start at verse 1, going down. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of you, Ur, he and he alone is my refuge and my fortress. He's my Elua, my mighty one. In him and him alone will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare and trap. The devil loves to lead us into traps. He will deliver us from the trap of the fire. What's a trap? Look what they're setting up now. They're saying, if you don't take a jab, if you don't stick out your flesh, your arm, your appendages, you don't stick it out and let them ram a demonic device into your arm, you will lose your livelihood, your source of income. And if you're young and pretty soon, coming soon, if they don't stick out their arm and take this demonic piece of metal and this demonic liquid into their arm, they will lose to be educated in school, if you call that education. But, I mean, that's what they call it. And if you don't stick out your arm, you will not receive certain services or be allowed in certain public venues. What if you break your leg and you need medical services? Somebody got to put your leg back together. Somebody got to, you know, put it back in place. An orthopedic doctor in the ER, you're going to walk there. Well, first of all, the ambulance won't pick you up. You got to show your proof of the jab. And if you have to drive yourself or somebody drive you there, they're not going to admit you in triage, because the first thing they're going to do, instead of asking for your insurance policy, they're going to ask for your proof of the jab. Come on, this is about to get real, real serious. We're living in the calm, the quiet before the storm, the calm before the storm. Before that hurricane they just had down in Louisiana, it was a time of calm before that. Go back to a day or so or whatever before that hurricane hit. People were probably out at the beach and, you know, doing their thing. Out at the nightclub or wherever. You know, you couldn't feel it. They didn't know in the next 24 hours this place is going to be mayhem. It's all hell's going to break loose. Calm before the storm. That's what we're living in now. And people are lulled to sleep because they don't see all of this coming about all at the same time right now. They hear it if they turn, you know, because I know they look at that demonic news. They hear it coming, but, you know, they push it out there. They let it come in one ear, let it just flow out of the next ear, because they do not want to receive reality. you know. They don't want to receive it. This stuff was prophesied. Now, they really don't want to receive my money. I just got a raise. I just got a promotion. I'm making good money now. I just bought a house, got a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to pay on the thing for the next 20, 30 years. I love where I'm living. What would I do if my income is pulled out from under me? They don't want to see it, Elder. They don't want to think about
mm-hmm.
it. But you not thinking about it doesn't mean that it's not a reality. It's not only coming
right.
your way, it's here. It's here. It's ready to be implemented. Ask some of these nurses in Texas and California. Even the censor, the king of censorship themselves, YouTube and Facebook, you could even find a few videos left about the nurses who are getting laid off. Yeah, they're out in the streets. They're picketing. You know, pray for them. Some of them are believers. I mean, everybody work at these hospital centers aren't bad people, but they're about to lose
mm-hmm.
their job, and they're standing. They're doing something that maybe some of you won't even do. What are you really going to do? It's coming your way. See, it's coming your way. So I love the title that Elder thought of. Babylon has fallen. He said, wait a minute. It's not Babylon has. It's Babylon is fallen. It is about to fall. No, he's right. Babylon has fallen. That's the title. That's what I'm going with. Oh, it
mm-hmm.
has fallen. It has fallen. It is past tense. You haven't witnessed the full manifestation or the full fallout from the fall. See, that's what you haven't witnessed, the full manifestation and the full fallout from her fall. But she's fallen. Make no mistake. Prophetically speaking, on your Uhl time clock, her time is up. Babylon, the Babylon we once knew, is over. She is done. And as they say, that old saying, you can put a fork in it and serve it up well done, because she's done. The upper portion of the sand glass, y'all know what the sand glass is, have full of sand, turn it upside down, just let the sand run out. When the sand is out, time is up. You know, you might have a sand glass that might last an hour. You might have one last 24 hours. Well, Yah had a sand glass. He turned it upside down, and it was to run out of sand at the culmination of this age that we're in. We're going to look at the culmination of this age and give you a hint. Luke 21:24, hallelujah. So the sand glass run out of sand. Long live Babylon the Great. And with it, the wrap-up or the culmination of the Gentile age. Okay? So I'm gonna kick on over to Luke 21:24. We're gonna see why the sand glass, you know, what's the ramifications of the sand glass is over. Luke 21:24. And they, that's our people, they shall fall by the edge of the sword. You know, the edge of the sword. What's today's sword? The gun, or whatever. Whatever is going to put them to death in big numbers, massive numbers. You know, they gave all this, you know, fancy, rioting and marching for George Floyd. And it was good. I mean, you know, I'll put it this way. I'm glad they acknowledge that black men are getting gunned down in the streets of these, been happening for ages. So George just, I guess, won the jackpot. They decided, okay, enough is enough. But we've been falling by the edge of the sword, our people, for the longest since we stepped on these shores. And they should be led away captive into all nations. It's going to scatter us right to the four corners of the earth. And listen here. You can see this today. You can see the other earlier part, but you can see this. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. He didn't say it'll be trodden down of the Yahudim. of the Israelites. Jerusalem, at the end of the Gentile age, as the Gentile age come to a close, who's going to be occupying Jerusalem physically? It's the Gentiles are going to be there. Who's there today that they say this land is over there in Northeast Africa? But they reclassified it as the Middle East. Israel, they call it. That little strip of land that's probably smaller than the state of New Jersey, probably smaller than Delaware. They call that Israel today. Who was occupying that land? Now, we know our historical footprint, Israel was much bigger than that. But what they classify as Israel today, who's occupying that land? Come on, Christians. Y'all love to say, give to Israel, give to the... Who's occupying that land? Is it Israelites in the Bible, or is it the European Gentiles? Okay, who's occupying Israel? It said Jerusalem will be trodden down and be overrun by the Gentiles, not the Israelites. So who's in Israel today? It's Gentiles. And we can see that with our own eyes. I know they're going to try to tell us, don't believe your lying eyes. Sorry. We're not falling for that anymore. It says they're going to be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, until the culmination of this age, the culmination of the Gentile age, just brought to its rightful close. And that's what's happening right now. That's why Babylon, the Gentiles are the proprietors of this Babylonian system. Their system is fallen. And we see Gentiles in the so-called Holy Land. Boy, talking about an abomination of desolation. The synagogue of Satan is in the so-called Holy Land. Hallelujah. Okay, so what does Psalm 91 say about the plague? What does Psalm 91 say about the plague? Well, Psalm 91 says a lot about the plague. It tells us that the plagues will not we're going to just read those verses as it pertains to the plague. It says, I will say of Yahuwah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Lua, my mighty, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We already read what pestilence is, that virus. Bacterial infection, epidemic, pestilence, cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, his word, shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Well, this, you know, people are getting scared. They act like everybody's catching this thing. Everybody, no, I hear it, I see it. They act like everybody's catching it. I'm going to see what the Most High says about that. They act like everybody's catching this thing. Oh, you're gonna get it. It's gonna get you one day. It's gonna get, it says we should not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. So that so-called Delta variant, whatever, by night and by day. What did Fauci say? The droplets. Looking for the droplets to get you. Go from one person's nostrils into another, from one person's mouth into another. Listen, it said we shall not be afraid of that by day or night. It says, so you should get a good night's sleep, right? You're not afraid. It says, nor for the pestilence, there we go again, nor for this epidemic that walketh in darkness. It's invisible, right? You can't see it. You can't see in the dark. So this we're supposed to be fighting an invisible enemy. We're not to be afraid of it. It says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, that roams in the darkness, that roams invisible, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Okay, now here's, is it going to get to everybody or not? Remember, let every man be a liar. Let Yahuwah's word be true. So let's see if it's going to touch everybody. Now, you that already had it, hey, no qualms there. Praise Yahuwah that he brought you through it. But we're talking about, do everybody have to be touched with this, you know, in their temple, in their tabernacle, in their body? Well, let's, don't take my word or your word. let's take the truth. Let's see what the truth says about it. Let's see what Yahuwah's word says. Because everybody have to get it. Look what it says. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. 1,000, again, at my side. But listen, and 10,000 at thy right hand. So we're going to see a whole lot of people, so-called, come down with this. But does that mean it touches us? Listen, but it shall not come nigh thee. It's not going to come near your temple, near your tabernacle. You might be, oh, no, I don't believe that. You could get it just like anybody else. The devil is a lie. Get behind me, Satan. I don't believe man. I'm not going to trust myself. I'm not going to trust your words. I'm going to trust the Most High. I'm going to, he says, let every man be a liar, but let your Yahuwah's word be true. He just said 1,000 may come down with this. 1,000 might even fall from this, might succumb to this. 1,000 may fall at that right, at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Tens of thousands. But it says, but it shall not come nigh thee. We already got a case study that happened thousands of years ago. There were plagues in ancient Egypt on the continent of Africa. And guess what? Those who followed the Most High's instruction through the servant Moshe, what happened to them? They were spared the plague. It was happening around them just like it's happening around us now, but they were spared, them and their household. What happened on that fearful night when he said, you know what? This is more frightening than the so-called corona. He said, a death malady is going to come. He's going to come into the land of Egypt. He's going to come into Babylon. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to strike down. He's going to smite all the firstborn throughout the entire land. And they were the most developed land at the time. This is supposed to be the most developed country or this westernized system, this Babylonian system. They call the other countries that's not part of this third world. They don't even put it in the same category. This first world, you guys, not even second world, you guys, the third world. You a couple of steps below us. Listen, it says that Malachi is going to pass over and it's going to smite the firstborn. And that was a fearful, awful night. But Yahuwah's people, did it come nigh them? You know, just because they're dwelling in a Babylonian system, did it come nigh to them? Well, Yahuwah gave them instructions. Said, post the blood up on the doorpost. Tell them to do it, and on the sides. And he says, at midnight, he said, at night when the death angel, when the death Malak passed by, the messenger, death, passed, when he comes by, and visits the land, what he's going to do, he's going to pass over. That's why we got our first Passover. He's going to pass over your dwelling place and your house and your household. The occupants in your house will be spared. That means they shall live and not die. And what happened? You heard the cries going up throughout Egypt all through that morning. Death was all throughout the land. And that's what's happening here. Death is going out all throughout the Babylonian land. Death is happening right now as we speak. But if Yah's people put the blood upon their doorpost, the blood upon your heart, what's the blood now? Your obedience, your righteousness. What do we do as Yah's people? How do we show our love to the Most High? Our obedience. He's telling us what to do. He says, come out of her, my people, that you won't be partakers of her sin and don't partake in her plague. He says in 1 John 5 and 3, this is the love, this is the litmus test, that you love me. He says that you keep my commandment, and my commandment is not grievous. It's not hard to those who love me. That's putting a doorpost. They say, put Yahusha. That's putting Yahusha on the doorpost. That's putting the blood of Yahusha. Yahusha says, if you love me, I believe it was St. John 14 chapter. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love them, you're going to be obedient. You can't just love them. Oh, I have faith. And faith is just something. It's in my mind. It's my fear. I could conjure it up. I got. What is faith? Now, I know Romans talk about the word of faith. That's the faith we follow. We follow the word of faith, the obedience. Obey his word. Walk in his word. Walk in his spirit. The words he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. So how do you walk in the spirit? You walk in his word. Everybody want to claim faith, but they don't want to claim obedience. So that's putting the doorpost. You walk in obedience, they obey. What do they obey? They put the doorpost, and they put the blood over the doorpost and on the side. We obey by walking a righteous life, by following the leading of Mashiach. He's going to walk us down that what? Narrow and straight road. That's how we make it. That's how we're protected. We're not protected trusting others, trusting man, putting our faith in this demonic system that the majority is doing. They're walking the wide, broad road. They say that road leads to destruction. The narrow, straight road, the Usha's road, leads to righteousness. It leads to protection. It leads to life. So the thousand, tens of thousands shall fall, but that place shall not come nigh to thee, not come nigh to us, his people, the apple of his eye. Here's the only way we're going to participate. This is going to be our only means of participation in this plague, in this judgment, in this wicked system. Only one part of our body is going to experience this, and that's our eyes. It says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. So you talking about it's going to get everybody? It's going to get everybody? No. Only my eyes is going to play a part in this. I'm going to see. I'm going to behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because what? We obey because thou hast made your Ur, which is your refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, thy dwelling place. And say, therefore, shall no evil, not going to come nigh, shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, wanting to come nigh your household. Do you know the people in your own household? Your will protect the people in your household for what? For his name's sake, for you, for having a righteous servant in that household. What did Joshua say? He said, you can do your thing and you can do your thing. He said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Most High. For he shall give his Malachim charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. So that's it. Our insurance policy. That'll complete. Oh, now this here. Here's what we're going to be talking about later on. I'm going to let Elder come up. Vaccine passports are coming. So this practical application for all that I just said. How do you see this? You're going to see it applied in these ways. Vax passports are coming, along with mandatory work vaccine. Mandatory vaccine decrees, or executive orders, you could call them. Governor can put out executive order. President can put out executive order. They're going to start tightening the noose, Israel. You think it's tight now? No. You haven't seen nothing. Aren't we in Jacob's trouble now? Yes. But you haven't seen nothing. We haven't gotten to the meat and the bones of this thing yet. The question is, are you ready? It's about to get hot and heavy around here. What am I talking about? How about your children not being able, as I said earlier, to attend school? Some of you say that's not a bad thing. Just attend school without taking the jab. Receive public services, as I said. How about medical services without taking the jab? And don't even think about that some of these jobs are not going to fall in line. You know, don't even think about working or being employed at one of these demonic employers without taking a jab, because all of these devils, all of these demonic companies are eventually going to fall in line with the beast agenda, this new world order. Like that song you played at the beginning, Elder, what's called a new government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's being brought into being. I know they're talking about a new government where Yahushua is king, and hallelujah for that. That's coming. But we're going to go through first. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Elder. Thank you for letting me get through that whole little monologue. Come on up, brother. I know you got a lot to say to bless the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder, hallelujah. Yeah, we do have some things that we have to talk about because we know that Yah's word, we better understand, start recognizing and realizing if that's what we got to put our trust in. We got to come to grips concerning his word because he tells us even in Isaiah 8:20, he tells us to the Torah and to the witness, the Torah, that's his word, okay, his laws. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because they have no daybreak, okay? There's no truth in them if they can't speak the truth. And that's what we have to contend ourselves with these days because every time you turn around, you've got a false prophet sticking his head out of his bosom, lying, you know, because all we have to do is turn on the news media. Of course, that's all we're going to hear is lies. Lies out of their mouth continuously. They continuously lie, and they don't care about being they don't care how they're just going to lie to you now. They straight up lie. And we got to recognize that's what they are doing. They are lying to us about almost everything that they speak of. These demons are out here lying. See?
That's right.
That's why I kind of pretty much got to the point where, you know, Joe Biden, his lies, stuff that comes out of his mouth, I don't even pay no attention too much now because, you know, I just know a lie when I hear it, and I just don't entertain it anymore. You see?
That's right.
Because I know. Because these demons, you know, scripture done already warned us. It had told us, rebuke the devil and he will flee. He will flee. He shall flee from you. Okay? So if you rebuke him, don't give him an opportunity to try to put his poison in us or do whatever he try to do to us. Rebuke him. He'll have to go. He'll have to flee from us. Okay, so we got to know these things. Otherwise, he'll try to take the advantage of whatever he can. At any moment, he'll try to take the advantage of you, try to deceive you, keep you frightened and walking around, frightened about what he think he can do. But you see, he can't do no more than Yahuwah allows him anyway. So he wants to stick his neck in. Stick his neck out and try to make you afraid and all of these things. That's why Yahuwah has given us his word. All we got to do is keep his word with us and continue to be obedient and follow his word. That demon will have to go. He would have to go. He has no other choice but to leave us. That's why we love the book of Psalms, you see, because Psalms tell us straight out. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. So I don't have to be afraid of, I don't have to be afraid of Satan and his craft, his witchcraft.
That's right.
That's all it is. It's witchcraft. See, because that's what he's up to. He's a liar and the truth is not in him. He's a liar. Therefore, I don't, entertain him at all. That's what, because I saw the other day, just last week, when those soldiers that got killed over there in Afghanistan, I saw that Biden, when he tried to speak on that subject of that matter about what was going on, he looked like a big old crying man dead in front of us. And all I could think of the dead man live walking. The dead man
walking. Dead man walk. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because that's what it looked like to me. A man called himself the leader of this country, sitting there looking like a crybaby, can't even get a sentence out of his mouth, you know, because everything he's so used to saying is lies anyway. So he can't speak the truth. He don't know what it's like to even try to be honest with anybody. He can't. It's because he's so messed up. Satan has possessed him so bad until that's what he is. He's a liar walking. He's a lying.
That's right.
That's why we look at him as a walking dead. For us, concerned.
Walking,
you know? He's a dead man walking. That's right. Because
mm-hmm.
he can't do nothing for him, you know? And so that's what we see out here when we're looking at this Biden presidency, you know? And because I don't trust him anyway, because I don't trust how he became president of this country. I don't even trust
mm-hmm.
that. That's him. He's everything was based on a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did there, and things that he didn't have to say because he wouldn't say them. He just wanted to just coast his way right on to the top as if the president, as the president, without speaking anything, because he know he didn't have nothing to say, because whatever he would have said would have been a lie anyway. Would have been a lie
mm-hmm.
coming out of his head. So that's what we
come on.
That's what we this country has found itself stuck with, a dead man walking. A dead man, liar. Yeah, a liar from the pit of hell. See? So that's what we're looking at when we look at what we think we're looking at when we call with this president of the United States. This United States is gone anyway because this bad boy
is,
you know, Babylon is fallen. She's fallen.
Yes, it has.
I don't care what you say. These plagues, Yahshua, he promised the house of Israel after they've been over here for 400 years. He said the judgment was going to sit on those who held their captive. So the judgment has set. That 400 years is past now. And these people ain't nothing they could do. They tried. They can't be what they thought they were, what they thought they could do. They can't do the things that they want to be able to do. They cannot, because the plagues is on them, the curses. See, we came through 400 years of curses of Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah.
And we know what it's like to see a curse.
Hallelujah.
And we can see these curses up on them as coming
mm-hmm.
up on them.
That's right.
That's just the other day. We saw a storm come through here, right through here where we live. Right here in Florida. Storm came through and devastated everybody. It just took them down. The area, they had some park where they used to go out and do their recreational activity and so forth. It was so devastated until right now they don't think they will ever be able to get back out there and do those things anymore, you see,
mm-hmm.
because the park itself, everything in the park was devastated by this weather pattern, They're not playing. They ain't no joke. They're not a joke. So they could sit there and pretend that it's going to get better. They're going back to the old good old days and so forth. I think those good old days that they're looking forward to is just about over. Has already
passed.
That's
right. They're over. Hallelujah.
They're over because these plagues, these plagues. They're taking down, they're dismantling Babylon. She's been dismantled.
Yeah.
So she could boast about what she thinks she is. Because how can she expect anything? How could she expect to overcome again, all of a sudden become this great, great nation that she always boasts about? How could she ever think that now? And every day, she's already declared war on her citizens. She's killing everything she could possibly do. She's killing her people. I mean, she's just flat out killing them. I mean, encouraging everybody to go against anybody that's righteous. Now, you know, she's already turned the whole world against those of us who refuse to take that jab, to get vaccinated by her poison. You see? She's got poison out there that she's putting in people. She's killing.
That's right.
The people with her poison, and then she's boasting. She's determined to get them to do it, and she doesn't really mess up because she has turned on the children of this place, the children, you know. And we know what Yahushua said himself about that. If you cause one of these little ones, you know, that believe in me, some of these young kids, they do believe in a Messiah. They may not know his name, but they do believe in a Messiah, you see?
Yeah.
And she's causing them to stumble. She's causing them to fall. And scripture done already told you, if anybody caused one of these little ones to stumble, okay, to stumble, they may as well, they'd be better off if they go and get a millstone hung around their neck and drown it in the midst, in the bottom of the sea, you see?
Hallelujah.
Because that's what they're doing. They're causing these young people to stumble. Young kids, before they can even know anything about life, you know, as far as that goes, they done already got them, meeting them at their school, sticking them with this poisonous needle, killing them, you see. We saw a case where it was, I don't know, several of them were stuck by this Babylonian poison, and they were just no good. Their power, their strength was gone. And one girl came to our office, and she does a saloon. She works on hair. And some girl came to her place to get her hair done, and she told me, she said, this girl, she found out just trying to communicate with her, this girl didn't even have a soul. This girl was so pitiful. Her communication was gone. She didn't even have a soul. She didn't know how to talk to nobody anymore because of this poison that they have put in her. You know, she is messed up. She tried to tell the young lady, "You are messed up. You ain't got nothing. You're in trouble. You need help." You know, but what could she do? Because once you have taken this mark, you've gone down and submitted yourself and decided this is what you're going to do. You see, it's irreversible. Mm. Whatever effect it's going to have on you, it's irreversible. You're stuck.
That's right.
Now. You cannot heal yourself from it. It's just that simple.
Right.
And like one guy, I heard him talk about it, over the TV there, he said, if you think you could do something about this, if you go and call yourself getting another shot to help you overcome this stuff that this first shot has done to you, he said, you're going to die. If you take any kind of shot, even the flu shot, the regular flu shot, you're going to die. It's just simple.
Wow.
He said, you're going to die. And like he said, everybody that is taking that shot now, that jab, they within 2 or 3 years, it's over anyway. They're gonna die anyway. They can't. There's no help for them. Because you're gonna die.
Right.
And so. Wow. Yeah. And so. So what are you gonna do? He said, what are these people gonna do once they figure out and realize that this is what they have done to themselves? They have been deceived by this Babylon system, too, by this Babylonian system. And that's why the scripture says she made everybody, young or old, it doesn't matter, receive a mark and so forth. She did this to them. And that's what Babylon is in the business of doing, causing everybody to receive a mark on them, in their forehead or in their hands. That's what Babylon is all about. So we cannot sit here, sit still, hold our mouth tied like we got a tied tongue or something, and let these demons just run through this earth and mess up everybody. it's time for the people of Yah to stand up and teach, instruct people, show, warn the people against this demon that has been let loose in this cut earth. This demon, Satan himself, you see, and his government has tied itself to Satan and decided that's where, that's the way they're going to go. And now the devil is out here just taking his time, killing as many of our people as any, as many as any people that will let him do it to them. Taking the time, taking his time, taking them down, killing them. That's what's going on. Death is flowing in this earth. Death is running around, traveling around, killing the devil, just like the scripture says, seeking whomever he can lay devour. That's what he's doing right now. He's seeking, trying to take down anybody that lets him, that he can deceive. You just let him deceive you, you're going down with him. See, and like I said, that corona vaccine thing is irreversible. You take his jab, you can't get out of it. You can't get away from it. Okay? You did. You just committed suicide, really. That's what you really done. You're doing. You're committing suicide when you do that. That's why it tells us here in Scripture. That's why we got to warn our people. We got to warn them. We can't never stop, lay down, and just stop talking about this. I don't care what
that's
your
right.
government or what anybody says, whether they like it or not, it don't matter. You know, don't matter whether you like it. You know, you think I'm going to love you
killing people?
I ain't no way in the world I'm going to do that. That's why it says here in Revelation 15. Revelation 15 says, and I saw another sign in the heaven, great and marvelous. Seven messengers, okay, seven of them, having the seven last plagues. Let's make that last plagues. This is Revelation 15, verse 1. It says, for the wrath of Yahuwah was ended in them. You see that? Ended in them. Plagues, okay? And I saw like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those overcoming the beast and his image, and his mark, and the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of Yahuwah. Okay, that's those that are overcoming this. Some of us is not going to allow Satan to jab us with his poison to kill us.
That's right.
We're gonna walk with Yahuwah. And let Yahuwah take care of us, his people. We are his people. Okay, that's why we're warning. We're opening our mouths now. We're speaking loud. Letting you know this is what the devil is doing to the people of this world. And he's going all around the world with this garbage. He is all around the world. You can't go to Africa. You can't go nowhere without him right now. They're already ran ahead of you, interfered with everybody, every other government in this world, and got them set up. They have to actually be ready to stick you with their poison, that poisonous needle that they use to kill people with. Even if you think you're going to come over to their country and just cruise through or take a look at the motherland or so forth, no, Satan can't have that. He's got to have you dead, killed. You're not allowed to do that because, far as he's concerned, he's going to put out enough poison in the atmosphere, in your area, in your atmosphere, that you will be considered contaminated by anybody that knows which direction you come from anyway. You will be considered contaminated. And the bad thing about it, right now, you don't have to take his jab. You just don't touch his stuff. Don't let him touch you. And they're going to put out a lie on you. That's just like they're doing already, putting out lies. Those who have not They're contaminated, you know. And they lie every day talking about all you got to do is get this vaccination and you're supposed to be all right anyway. This is going to clear you. And all that's a clear lie, because if it was clearing people so well, what happened when this Delta virus came up? They supposed to have been already cleared from the corona stuff, but no. Soon as this Delta, soon as they put that one out, bingo, they started killing people all over again. Okay, to start killing it. That's what this guy doing. So everything Satan does is all about a big, big bold-faced lie to the world in front of people. It's a lie. That's why we gotta watch out. We cannot let ourselves be deceived by these deceivers of this world. Okay, because Satan. Just like it tells us over here in Revelation 16, it says, and I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, talking about Satan himself, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. See, you got false prophets out there, people right in these churches, dragging their little kids to bow down to this beast, okay, to receive a mark. It's this mark that he's giving them, this poison. And it says, for they are spirit of demons doing signs which go out to the sovereigns of the entire world. You see that? That's what the Bible says. They go out to the entire world to gather them to the battle of the great day of Yahuwah, the Almighty. See, I'm coming as a thief. Blessed is he who is staying awake and guarding his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. See? So we got to be careful. We got to walk right, upright, upright. We can't let Satan. We can't let Satan keep deceiving us. That's the key right there. It's a big deception going out. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Har-Megiddo. And the seven messengers poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the dwelling place of the heaven from the throne saying, it is done. Okay? And there came to be noises and thunders and lightnings. And there came to be a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not came to be, since men were on the earth. Can you imagine that? That was a serious earthquake. That is one right there. And the great city became divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. That great Babel was remembered before Yahuwah to give her the cup of the wrath, wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Hallelujah. And every island fled away. And the mountains were not found, and great hail from the heaven fell upon men, every hailstone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed Yahuwah for the plague of the hail, because that plague was exceedingly great. See? So let me tell you something. They think they're going to receive the mark and brag about it and be happy and get back to what they call the good old life, the normal life. You got a mistake. You're mistaken. You're not reading. You're not understanding what Yahuwah is showing you here. You got to wake up. You got to come awake. See? And don't let these demons out here try to trick you, have you been receiving the mark of this plague, this this beast that the system has came out with now. Because it's here now. It ain't no such thing as this is going to come. This is here with us right now. And we have an opportunity to not participate in this demonic plague, all this demonic worship that has come up, that Satan has brought up on this earth, okay? All we got to do is stay with Yahuwah, keep his word, okay? Be obedient to what he has told us from time. Because, see, we learned a lot of this a long time ago, okay? We know this plague was coming. This beastly system was definitely coming. We knew it. And now it is here. Why should we play crazy, pretend like we don't understand, we don't know what's going on? You know what? You do understand this. If you listen to what is telling us right here in this word, you listen to that, you can't help but to understand the truth, okay, and understand what is going on, because Satan is bold enough to make sure he get out there in your face, and if you receive that mark, you're in trouble, because I've met people right now, those that actually went ahead on and got this mark in their forehead, in their hand, and so forth. And they know something has gone on. I mean, people even say it right out. I should not have gotten this shot. I should not have. Mm-hmm. You know. But it's a little late now. It's too late. You wouldn't listen from the beginning. You wouldn't listen. You refused. And now you've got it up all up on you, and you're having this problem. You can't heal. Your body won't heal now if you get sick. You're getting worse and worse, okay? Because that's what's happening to the people. You go out and take that shot. That thing got some poison in it, so deadly, you know, your body cannot heal itself anymore. That's it. They steal what little stuff that you had in you. That shot will steal that away from you. You cannot heal from your sickness now. Okay? That's what's going on with that shot. So don't be silly. Don't be silly. Don't walk away. Ignore what Yahuwah is telling us, okay? Because he's warning us from this demon. This demon is determined. He hates mankind. He hates mankind. And there's nothing that he won't do to try to destroy you, okay? That's what he's about, trying to destroy mankind right
That's
here
right.
on this earth. In our face, this thing is trying to destroy us. But he's got his day is coming. His day is coming in. We know it's coming. You know, we just got to be patient, and we got to follow Yahuwah, okay? Don't let him disguise this demon's trick us. We don't need to. We don't have to. I don't care who is on the throne here, who's in power, who's the president. I don't care who he is, what he is, what pastor might be saying to you behind closed doors or something in secret. Just don't pay them no attention. We're trying to warn you. That's what we're saying. Don't pay the devil no attention, as the scripture tells us. If we speak not according to this word, that is because ain't no daylight in them. Ain't no truth in them at all. They're trying to deceive. Okay? They're trying to deceive you. That's why, that you know, I thank y'all for giving me strength, taking away this fear from me, because they pump this stuff out so much at you in the media, out there in the media. They pump it out so much until you just think they're coming to get you any day now. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's
what it seems like they want to make sure that you think it anyway. You think they're going to come get you. But I'm glad we have Yah's word. We have his word. So let them try and think whatever they want to. They cannot change this word in Psalms 91, which it says, a thousand shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you, okay? Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the wrong ones, okay? We get to see their reward. Let's see it once this thing catch hold to them, light them up, get them lit up to the point where they're burning and catching hell, then that's going to be them. It's going to be on them. It won't be on us because, you know, he will protect us from these demons. If we trust him, let him do what he's willing to do for his people. Since we know we are the people of Yahuwah. Okay, we know that we are his people. You know, that's the good thing about this Bible. It warns us. It shows us who we are. It's clear about who we are. And we don't have to let nobody try to lie to us and tell us who we are, who we're not. Because they're the liars. They're the liars, you see. And we don't have to take that from them no more, never again. Because God doesn't change. He changes not. He tells us that.
That's right.
I change not. I am Yah. So we don't have to worry about it. That's why he already told us, you know, he's got this thing under control. Even here I'm going back to Jeremiah, where it says, talks about a little bit about what's going on with him. Because if we follow Yah's word, stay close to it, we don't have to really be afraid of this garbage that's come upon this earth now. We don't have to be afraid of it at all. Let me see here. Jeremiah 30, I believe, if I could find that real quick, because, you know, it says it's clear about the children of Israel, how we will not be destroyed. Especially now that we know who we are, we don't have to be afraid about what is going on in this earth, because Yahuwah has it under control. And nothing Satan can do to stop the truth. He can't stop it. He cannot stop it. Let me go here. Jeremiah 30. Let me go there. I believe that would be a good place to start so that we can definitely understand and know that Satan has no control of what's going on today. He doesn't have control at all. All right, here it is, Jeremiah 30. And I'll just read, let's see here. Let me read here from the word, the 30th verse here in Jeremiah 30. It says here, well, the first verse in Jeremiah 30, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah saying, thus spoke Yahuwah, our Lord of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For look, the days are coming. See, he warned us, okay, declares Yahuwah. When I shall turn back the captivity of my people. You see, that's right there.
Yeah.
You know he's talking to us. He's promising us he's going to turn back the captivity, Israel and Yahuda, okay, declares Yahuwah. He's going to turn back the captivity from us. And I shall bring them back to the land that I gave to their fathers and let them possess it. You see that? This is what Yahuwah said he's going to do. And these are the words Yahuwah spoke concerning Israel and Yahuda. Okay? For this is what Yahuwah said. We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not peace. Ask now and see if a man is given birth. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale. Why? That's what he wants to see to know. Why did he see that? Okay. Oh, for great is that day. There is none like it. And it is the time of Jacob's distress. But he shall be saved out of it. See that promise for Yahweh? He shall be saved out of it. Hallelujah. And it shall be in that day, declares Yahuwah of hosts, that I break his yoke from your neck and tear off your bonds, and foreigners no more enslave them. Hallelujah. No more enslave us, okay? Yeah. These jackals walks around here. Some of them still boasting, oh, they were enslaved. Those are slaves. They are slaves. You better keep it in perspective. Used to be, because it's no longer now.
That's right. Okay. Hallelujah.
And they shall serve Yahuwah, their Allah, and Dawi, their sovereign, whom I raise up for them. You see, this is what Yahuwah is promising us. And you do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, declares Yahuwah, nor be discouraged, O Israel, for look, I am saving you from afar and your seed from the land of their captivity. Okay? He's saving us from this land, this same Babylon that we're looking at right now. Okay? And Yaakov shall return and have rest and be at ease with no one to trouble him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
For I am with you, declares Yahuwah, to save you, though I make a complete end of all nations. You see that? There where I have scattered you, he's making a complete end of all of those nations where he has scattered us. Okay? Yet, I do not make a complete end of you, but I shall reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished. You see? So there it is. Regardless, you're still going to get punished for your crookedness, because he said, this, thus said Yahuwah, your breach is incurable. Your wound is grievous. No one pleads your cause to bind up there, to bind up. In other words, there are no healing medicine for you. All those loving you have forgotten you. You see that?
Yeah.
They do not seek you, for I struck you as an enemy strikes with cruel chastisement, because your crookedness is great. Your sins have increased. That's what's going on. That's what's happening with Judah, okay? Israel. Why do you cry about your breach? Your pain is incurable because of your many crookednesses. Because your sins have increased, I have done this to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. However, all those who devour you shall be devoured, okay? And all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. See? They're going into captivity. And those who exploit you shall be exploited, and all who prey upon you, I shall make a prey. You see? Yeah, they call themselves being smart. They could use us to go out in their hot fields and so forth, because we could handle the sun and so forth. I restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, declares Yahuwah. For they have called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion. No one is seeking her. Mm-hmm. keep boasting. Dusty Yahuwah. See, I turn back the captivity of Jacob, hence, and have compassion on his dwelling places. And the city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace stand on its right place. Hallelujah. See, y'all going to set it straight. He's going to bring it. He's going to correct the unrighteous. He's going to be straight. All right. And out of them shall arise thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And the voice of those who are laughing. And I shall increase them, and they shall not diminish. And I shall esteem them, and they shall not be small. Hallelujah. You see that?
Yeah.
Y'all's promises is great. And this and his children shall be as before, and his congregation shall be established before me. And I shall punish all who oppress them. You see that? Yah himself shall punish them. And his princes shall be from him. And his ruler shall come from among him. Yahuwah. We'll think about Yahushua. Okay? His princes shall be of him, his ruler. Okay? And I shall bring him near, and he shall approach me, for who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, declares Yahuwah. And you shall be my people, and I shall be your Allah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I can't forget those words. I can't forget those words. I can't let them get too far from me. You know, every time I open this Bible, I don't be too far from this word here, these words that Yahuwah has spoken. And you shall be my people, and I shall be your Allah. Hallelujah. See, the storm of Yahuwah shall go forth in a rage, a whirling storm. It bursts upon the head of the wrong. See, the burning blast, this pleasure of Yahuwah shall not turn back until he has done and established the purposes of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it. See, so here it is. We're in the latter days right now. Look what's going on. All this things that Satan is rearing his neck up with. He's going to be cut down to nothing. Cut off. Cut off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
so I just want to read that. Yeah, I just want to bring that portion out, this out, so that we don't have to be, we don't have to really be afraid. That's what Yahuwah said. Don't be afraid of these demons, okay?
That's right.
You don't have to be. He tells us we don't have to be. And we can see it
That's
clear
right.
here. We don't have to be afraid of those demons. You know, they can rear their neck as well they want to, but they're going nowhere. They're going straight to hell, where Yahuwah says what's going to happen to them. They will not get the advantage of us anymore. You know, we will be a people that they will not be allowed ever to push around and persecute and kill like they're doing now, you see? There's going to come a day when we speak. We're going to speak, and we're going to be able to tell that demon where hell he can go and lay in forever and don't think about coming out of it. You see?
Hallelujah.
Because he cannot mess with the people of Yah. He cannot.
That's right.
He think he could, but he can't. So, hallelujah. Some of us will understand it. He said, in the latter days, you will understand it. You will understand what's going on with these demons out here. All right, Elder, I'm going to let you take back over. I see we got the time is moving right along. So let me let you come on back up. I could play a clip real quick and if you want to. Let me do that then. Yeah, let's do
2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes? Mm-hmm. Okay, we got a clip here. It's only like 2.5 minutes. Let's
Hallelujah.
Just listen to this real quick. All
yeah.
right, here we go. Trying to come up with, you know, around this vaccination thing that they got going. Nothing but a bunch of stupidity is going on. I mean, real stupidity.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's why I keep saying, if they keep this crap up, somebody's going to come at you, Biden himself, with a machine gun. You see? Because he's going along with this crap like it's just no big deal. It's just a playful thing to him. But he don't realize somebody's getting pretty upset with this garbage. You know, he's a walking dead man walking around here and think he could just look, laugh, and pretend like he's somebody and make things just happen. He don't realize. He can't even read these words or comprehend these words, what the scripture is saying, that Babylon is fallen. He can't comprehend that. You know, he thinks just like the rest of them thought, I'm the president. I do whatever I want to do. Whatever I say they do, they follow me. You see? But he's going to realize that is not going to fly anymore. They can't realize when they've been taken down from these different positions that they once had. They think they were given these positions to be over the black man forever and ever throughout the ceaseless ages.
That's right.
They're gonna find out that this is over for them. It's over.
Hallelujah.
It's over.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Now we'd have another real quick clip we can play also. I think it's about, just a couple of minutes or so, or two. Yeah, it looked like 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Let's play this right quick. Let's look at that, too. All right.
My name is Dr. Sean Gross, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it, and he says don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years for three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15, the second did it by 35. If you take any shot, you will die. That's it. You take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement is what happened with the jabs that everybody was taking. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into that the cell that's eating the pathogen it ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause your death, and there's no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. Just the blood clot. Everyone who has taken the jabs, if you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take the Geiger test. What that does, that detects blood clotting at the microscope. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking, millions have died from the jabs. In your last meeting, you advocated for people to take the jabs potentially in the along with wearing masks. And I heard parents do the same thing. But to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids.
Mm. Yeah, that's how stuff. Yeah, they can have people killing themselves, giving their children the jab. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Wow.
Okay, Elder, I'll turn it back over to you. I'll let you go ahead and deal with it, whatever you want to do.
Hallelujah, Elder.
Guy, that last doctor, he tells it like it is. Hallelujah. He's just saying, look, in the next 6 to 18 months, or he's even say 2 to 3 years, it's going to be some cries going up in the land, just like they went up that fateful night in ancient Egypt when the death mouth came through the land. And it's going to be a sorrowful cry, a lament. You know, death is going to be in the air. I would just say, if you haven't taken the jab, don't take it. If you have taken it, repent. Put your life in the hands of the Most High. It says he will have mercy, he will abundantly pardon. That's going to be up to you. That's going to be how you want to walk a straight and sincere life, okay? Can't be none of this, all we need is grace and, I'm talking about your walk. I'm talking about your walk. Your walk is the blood on the doorpost. Protection is in your walk. You're going to have to be under the protection of the Most High. That's why I say he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the tabernacle of the he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under. I'm just going to read it. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. The devil can't win here. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we're talking about this Lucifer race. This Lucifer race is coming down the pike. Yes, because quickly now, with the powers that be on this plane, because there's only one power supreme, and that's the Most High, Yahuwah. But on this plane of existence, HaShetan here is the prince of the power of the air. He's the god of this world, this satanic material world. And this is coming down the pipe with all the so-called pandemic. It's called Lucifer race. Lucifer's race. Lucifer's race of people. So this is what they're planning on doing. And to be a candidate for this, you're going to already have had to take in the jab. Okay? You don't have to jab. There's no reason that they're going to put you with this Lucifer race. What they're going to say quickly, hey, we have some people. They're going to divide society between the haves and the have-not. Have what? Have been jabbed. Those who have been jabbed, taken the jab, and those who have not. That's the new haves. That's the new definition of haves and have-not. Used to just be along economic line, but the new division is going to be those who have taken the jab and those who have not. So what they're going to do? The ones who have taken the jab, we know will have the privileges. Use the use of public facilities. Going to your grocery stores, getting in your places of transportation, airports, bus depots, train stations, everything. You're going to have full use of that. Medical facilities, hospitals, you're going to have full use of society. Those who have not, you're going to be cut off. You better start thinking about what you want to do with your money. If you're going to leave it in that bank, it could be a time where your money, you're not able to access your money. I know it seems crazy now, but this whole thing is crazy, right? So who says you're going to be able to access your money? Start thinking about what you're going to do with your money. Are you going to turn it into gold or silver, crypto, gold or silver, a place where it could be decentralized, where you could have access to it where you want it? Some people are converting all the way over to silver and doing it the old-fashioned way, getting them a safe, hiding it in a safe place. Okay, because this Lucifer race, they're going to say, hey, they're making fake vaccine passports. They're making fake vax passports. Do you want this disease, filthy person to sit next to you on an airplane? He's a stowaway. He's a filthy stowaway. He don't supposed to be here. Do you want to breathe his disease there? He's not even vaxxed. And the world is going to say no. They're going to say, but they're manufacturing fake passports, counterfeit passports. We got to do something. We got to make it better than this piece of paper, this piece of plastic, because they could imitate that. They could duplicate that. And the cry is going to go up. They're going to say, one person's going to step up and say, I got an ingenious idea. Let's do away with all the paper, all the plastic. Let's make it so where they cannot duplicate it. Only the vaccinated people can carry this mark. It's going to be inside of them. And it's going to be through luciferase, this bioluminescent essence here. See, luciferase, I'm going to read this real quick. New COVID-19 research. Luciferase assays to aid in your COVID-19 vaccine research. Luciferase are enzymes that use a substrate called luciferin, along with oxygen and ATP, in an energetic process that produces light. You know, you've seen it before in fireflies and stuff flying around in the summer, producing that bright yellow light, like the yellow glow of fireflies. The power of luciferase has been harnessed by scientists, yeah, we know scientists, to devise reactions whose light output is used to monitor biological processes. Going to monitor your biological process, including gene expression. What do they say this thing do? It alters your gene. They say this is not even a vaccine. This is gene therapy. So including gene expression, biomolecular binding, and cell viability. Measuring luciferase expression using the Spectrumax, that's the machine glow steady LUC reporter assay kit. So those are going to be the machines that are going to detect if you're vaxxed or not. And you're going to be putting your arm out, putting your shoulder out, putting your elbow or your forehead, whatever they put it at. And it's going to tell who's been jabbed. And they say that's how we're going to get rid of these counterfeiters. Now you could go to the ball game in peace and don't have to worry about sitting next to some diseased, unvaxxed person. Now you can go to the nightclub and get your woman, get your homemonger on, and don't have to worry about these counterfeit, unvaxxed people. Now you can fly around the world. Don't have to worry about these unvaxxed stowaways sitting next to you. See? So all this sounds like a science fiction movie. Well, you're in it. You're the stars. You're the star of the show because all eyes are going to be on you, Yisrael, especially the unvaxxed. See, other public services are going to be withheld unless you take the jab. Don't even think about, like we talked about earlier, working for these employment companies if you're not vaxxed. Okay? So what we need to do, we need to get ready. Israel, you need to get ready to live in community, okay? We're not just offering scare tactics. We're offering solutions to prayer and revelation of the Ruach HaKodesh. Yahuwah has given people these visions to share with the assembly. And these visions are written in the script. We're just interpreting them, and we're just expounding on them. This is what we're going to need. This is survival.
we're going to have to get ready for this. We're going to have to have communities, and we're going to have to learn how to pool our resources. We're not good at that. We've learned the ways of the Gentile to be selfish, be high-minded, self-centered. I got mine. Where's yours? See, that's the way we've been taught to live, and we learned it well. See, but we're going to have to unlearn the Gentiles' way and learn Yahuwah's way. We're going to have communities. Pool your resources. Pool our talents, skills, and abilities. We're going to need we're going to need cohesive communities. What is that? That means entails everything that will enable us to survive and thrive, even when they lock us out of their so-called societies. Here's examples. We're going to need medical people, nurses, physicians, but righteous physicians and righteous nurses. Not these atheistic ones. They don't care if you live or die on operating table. They don't, righteous healers. It's nothing like Luke was a physician in Yahushua's time. So there's righteous physicians, righteous nurses, righteous aides. We need medical people, nurses and physicians. We need mechanical people, technically inclined, mechanics, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, just for a name a few. And while the internet is still up and going, we need computer repair people who's good in software. We also need growers, farmers, planters, those who know how to work the fields. How are you going to eat? Come on. We need caregivers, those who can comfort and care for the old, elderly, and infirm, the weak, the elderly. We need those who know how to sew, tailor, and work with fabric and raw materials. Come on, back in the day, you had a person that does that in every house. Somebody know how to sew, put together, make their own clothes, tailors, sewers, seamstress. Come on, we need to bring those old skills back until Yahusha is ready to call us home. We need cooks and servers. Like we say, we got to eat. Those who grow the food, those who prepare the food. Hallelujah. We need those who labor in the word of truth. We need teachers, shepherds. The world calls them pastors. Elders in the ministry to lead Yahuwah's people in the right way, the ways of righteousness and truth. What am I saying? We need full functioning communities, family. Full functioning communities. You're not going to be able to make it trying to be an island unto yourselves. The days are gone. The days are going to be too dark for that. You're not going to be able to live like you're an island, self-centered, selfish. No, those days are long gone. They're going to be too dark and too wicked. Too dark and too wicked. So we can't be isolated. We need each other, family. And in the coming days, we are really going to need each other. We're going to need each other for our very survival. What are we going to do if we don't have currency? See, but we have these other things. We have services to barter with. One plant, the other harvest the food, the harvest the raw vegetables, fruits and vegetables. The other ones cook and serve. We need a whole team. Caregivers, care for the older, elderly people. Start aging. Now, is this biblical? Mm-hmm. You bet it's biblical. We're going to see some examples of this. What does all this take? What fruit, what gift does all this take? You got to have one gift. I'm not just talking about a mechanical gift, a gift in medicine, a gift in healing, a gift in ministry. No, we're talking about one substance that it would take to make all of this work. That substance is love. We got to have love for each other. And the Bible says the love of many will wax cold in the last day. In John, St. John 13, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, we're talking about love here. It says, listen to what Yahushua says. It says, love one another as I have loved you. He said, that's the way I want you to love each, love one another. He said, by this. He talked about our love for one another. Not so how we give money to, you know, not how much money you made, what kind of house you living in and all that, the gifts of the spirit you have. He said, by this, the love you have, the love you show for one another, shall all men know ye are my disciples, you are my taught ones. He said that you have loved one for another. Come on, let's get another reference here. Let's get another one. Here's Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 2. Look what they did. There's been a precedent set for this already. I'm going to start at verse 42 real quick. I know time. 42. So chapter 2 of Acts, starting at verse 42. This is talking about the people of the Most High. Look how they lived in what they call the early assembly days. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, okay, and in breaking of bread and in prayer. So they're not doing what? They're not forsaking the assembling of themselves together. How are you going to assemble together and you off living to your own island? It says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Here we go now. And all that believed were together. See, that together means they was of the same mind. One mindset, one heart, one doctrine, and had all things in common. They pooled their resources. You see that? They had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men. Every man had need. Oh, boy, we're a long way from that. We done grew so selfish. Look, and it says, and they, continuing daily with one accord in the assembly and breaking bread from house to house, just living, communal living, living as a community, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising the Most High and having favor with all the people. And Yahuwah added to the assembly daily as such should be saved. Now, one more. We're going to Acts 4. Just going to pull that up. One more reference. Okay, as we're backing up what we say, Acts 4,
mm-hmm.
And I'll start at the 32nd verse. Acts 4, starting at 32nd. Okay, this is what we're going to need. We need the spirit of unity, people of the eye. We need the spirit of unity. This is going to be our survival, or else you're going to put your arm out there and you're going to say, you know what, I'm tired of this, living in this truth. I want to go back in the Matrix. Like that character on the Matrix, he said, you know, basically he was saying ignorance is bliss. I want to go back. It was better when I didn't know all this truth, you know, all this walking in truth. I want to be dumb and ignorant. At least my flesh will be satisfied. Now, do you want to go back to the Matrix and face eternal damnation, or do you want to walk in the truth? If we walk in the truth and we're going to survive and thrive, we're going to need to become one. We're going to need to love each other and show that love through communities. Starting at verse 32 of Acts 4, it says, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart. We come by love, heart, love. They said were of one heart and of one soul. They wouldn't divide it. See? Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. He wasn't going on break. Hey, this is my house. This is my car. You can't, you know, this is my little field of vegetables I'm growing. I'm not giving nobody else. No, they didn't say that. But they had all things in common. You hear that? Verse 32. We got to learn to pool our resources. Verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach, and mercy was upon them all. 34, neither was there any among them that lacked. You see what happens when you love each other and show the love? You say, by this you'll know that all, by this all men will know that you are my followers. If you have love, he say, none of them had any lack. You don't lack anything when you're a true community. For as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made See, they didn't keep it all to themselves. And distribution was made. It was shared equally unto every man and woman according as he had need. How do you think we're going to survive in these dark days to come? It's a, and Joseph, and you're going to see what his real name was, if we call him, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas. So Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it. So he just come into the fold as one of the taught ones, and he sold his land and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. It's going to take all of them, Israel. It's going to take all of the family. That's how we're going to make it through. That's how we're going to make it, showing love one to another. You're not going to make it as your island. I don't care how much lucre, you know, they usually say filthy lucre. I don't care how much lucre you have right now in your possession. It's going to be worthless if you're going to make a stand in these last and final days, in these evil days. You're going to make a stand. Your money is not – that money, that currency is not going to be worth nothing to you because you're not going to be able to go anyplace to spend it. So you better think about becoming one with the family of the Most High. That's who Yahusha, that's who Yahuwah is going to be blessing at this time. That's how he's going to sustain us, by becoming one in community. I'm telling you, the time of selfishness and living as an island unto yourself are over. If you want to have that mindset, you might as well go back into the matrix. Take out your arm, and I'm not telling nobody to do that. I'm telling you that's the way, that's the broad way, that's the wide way. That's going to lead to eternal damnation. If you want to walk that straight and narrow, you're going to have to learn how to love. You're going to have to relearn how to love your brother and sister. Treat them as your equal. And like they say, share all things in common. I know it feels like we're not there yet, but we have the Ruach HaKodesh. You say, with man it's impossible, but not with Yah. With Yahuwah, all things are possible. He can quicken our spirits. That's what we have his spirit for. He makes us like his own. See, he said we're being conformed to the image of his son. What says, created me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. We need to have our hearts circumcised. We got to unlearn the ways of the Gentiles and relearn the ways of the Most High. Hallelujah. Come on up, Elder.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord. Well, it's good listening to you. Good hearing you, Elder, give that good counseling. And so what I want to do next is I got a friend of ours, look like they're on the phone right now. I'm going to let them come on up real quick. Let me just call him by his number here. 707-373-8891. Why don't you come on up, okay? We'll bring him on the line. All right.
Good day, Elder. Good day, Elders. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yeah.
Come on up.
Hello?
Malachi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Hallelujah. I just want to give good glory and praise to the Most High Yahuwah for another set aside day on this third day, and just thanking for his son, the Mashiach, for just putting his life on the line for our salvation, and again I thank him for you guys, for the elders. You know, I always enjoy and look forward to this Tuesday. It caps off my whole week. It brings a fullness to my whole week. Just listening to you guys share the word and go through scripture and you know, help reveal prophecy as it unfolds right before our very eyes. So, you know, I thank the Most High for you guys bringing this message to, you know, to the masses and to us brothers and sisters that are part of Israel, you know, the Hebrew brothers and sisters, that's with Yah. And, you know, I'm sitting out here in the parking lot now at the store, and I just see how things are really happening real quick in real time. You know, stores are closing down. The people are disjointed and seem to be, you know, walking in this spellbound type of haze, you know. And I went to the doctor today, and I was testing his spirit because I needed to see the surgeon. And upon walking in into his office, he was real sterile and cold. You know, remember that you saw I say a doctor have a certain type of bedside manner. This doctor was cold, and his heart was wax, you know, and you could just see that Hashatan had a spirit upon him. And so upon him kind of telling me, you know, what we need to do going forward, I wanted to test the waters because I'm this type of guy. I want to test the spirit because I was Brother Eliad turned me on to Sarai, and I was reading about when we go see doctors, you know, about the doctors, you know, making the doctor your friend. It should be some type of relationship there. And, of course, it's all spiritual. And having to do with Yah, making him, you know, putting him first and foremost, right? And walking in there, the doctor, he wouldn't even shake my hand. I just wanted to see. I know he wasn't going to shake my hand, but I put my hand out there anyway. And he, oh, no, I can't touch you. I got to go see other patients. I can see. The evil and malice and hate in their hearts, and it's like this spirit upon these people that like they're emboldened in this, like they're trying to take us down. So I see things, what they say, scripture, precept upon precept, and as I read, I see everything unfold before my very eyes, and I know we are in the last days and time, and that the war is upon us, and we have to put on the whole armament and the shield and get the battle axe, and it's time to fight. You know, there's no more turning back. No more turning back. Mm. So I just wanted to just share that with you guys. And, again, I love you guys, and my heart is touched. You know, my heart is touched. I'm sold out, and I understand now we got to be committed to this because Yahuwah is all about commitment, committed in love, committed to him, committed in our stance of righteousness. To talk it, you got to walk it. So I don't see no other way. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, brothers, for giving me these few seconds. And I love you, brothers. Thank you again.
Beautiful.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Very edifying.
All right. So we're going to go on back to the scriptures. I mean, going back to the program, we're going to call it a night. As a matter of fact, look like we're out of time now anyway. So I appreciate those last few minutes there. And thank you for your mercy, Father. And we pray that you will be with the rest of us as we continue to... Okay, I'm sorry. I turned the wrong mic off. Okay, hold on. Let me get to it. All right. Here we go. Okay, now I think I got it right. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead on and close this on out with a nice, beautiful set of prop musical tune here. And we just pray that you all keep praising Yah, keep rejoicing in him. And let us just stay strengthened, stay courage, okay, encouraged with his truth here that he's given us. So hallelujah, hallelujah. So
shalom, family. Shalom.
Okay, I'll try to get this on. All right.
I might be missing. Running too fast to stop to listen.
And wisdom for us to make it in these last and evil days. Hallelujah. And with that, shalom, shalom family. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'll say good night.